So let's talk a little hoops with Kanata the Scribe, Kanata Edwards, CBSSports.com. All right, my friend, how are you?
I am good. I thought we were here to talk about lunch monitoring and everything, like the do's and don'ts.
Well, the do's are just make sure they're quiet. They don't need to do anything. So they were supposed to be reading, but they were really playing online chess, which, frankly, I think is educational, so I'm good with it. So I don't really care as long as they were, you know, not causing a ruckus. I don't need to be the vice principal from Breakfast Club, but as long as they were not causing a ruckus, I was good with it.
So basically, you were the Joe Tsai of the lunchroom.
Well, that's
what you're telling me.
Well done to bring it back to Kyrie Irving. I've already talked to Jay Will, which we're going to present in about an hour about this. But I am curious your thoughts, and let's start right in with Kyrie Irving, and then we'll get to LeBron James. To me, Kyrie always wanted to stay with Brooklyn, but Brooklyn didn't want Kyrie to stay with Brooklyn, and that's why Kyrie is with the Dallas Mavericks.
I agree with you. I just want to know how done they were, because they didn't have to trade him.
Right.
They could have done the same thing they did with Kevin Durant and been like, "Yo, I know you think you're in charge, but you're not in charge." Because I think it was ESPN's Bobby Marks that pointed this out. He was like, "Yo, if Kyrie doesn't play 30 days, he basically has to stay another year. This free agent year doesn't count." So I would have called his bluff if this was really about contending and everything else like that. I think we're headed for a situation where they're probably going to ask Kevin Durant, "Yo, do you want out? Because we can maximize this. We can maximize all the assets we're going to get back. We treat this like a fire sale, and we may have to I won't even call it pennies on the dollar for Ben Simmons at this point. It might be Canadian pennies on the dollar because of the lower exchange rate. I'm not trying to offend our brothers and sisters from the north, but we got to be honest with ourselves on this.
Well, he's from down under, so they'd be Australian dollars.
But I think the exchange rate's better. That's the only problem. Like, that's the thing. We're talking about essentially this Brooklyn Nets team is one of the more fascinating teams because they can go any which way. And that's before we get into the fact that Dallas actually gave up something semi-real for Kyrie Irving, which I personally don't understand. That's the other part, because you have Dorian Finney-Smith, who might be a top 10 wing defender in this in the NBA. Then you have Spencer Dinwiddie, who is, I would call him, the cryptocurrency version of Kyrie Irving.
He's bankrupt?
Again, remember, we're also talking about a guy who had his contract, it like stated in his contract, he wanted to be paid in crypto. Yes, that's Spencer Dinwiddie.
So
you got all that, plus you got an actual unprotected 2029 pick, all of this stuff. So you have all of these things, and at the same time, Kevin Durant, if he decides to want to come back, is going to have guys that can defend and shoot. The problem is the workload on Kevin Durant when he gets back is going to be insane. And that's why if the Brooklyn Nets decide, "Yo, you know what? We want to add one more piece," they still can do that and be a factor in the East.
So it gets me to this. Like, did the Nets put themselves in position to get better? It's so hard to do that when you trade away the talent that Kyrie Irving is. But did they put themselves in a position to get better? If you see what Cam Thomas has done the last couple of games, I mean, just 30-something in what, the third quarter, right? He is he's been amazing. Nick Claxton, they've got pieces there. If you flip that unprotected 2029 first, and maybe bring in another piece. I don't know. If Ben Simmons comes back and gives you some defense off the bench or even as a starter, I don't know. Maybe the Nets can slot in they're fifth in the East right now. Maybe they can kind of hang right there and just be a problem. And because you have Kevin Durant, you might be able to make some noise. But ultimately, they're not as good as Boston or probably even Philadelphia.
I'm not. You still believe in Philadelphia? Wow.
I don't know.
I don't think
I could have just knee-jerk said Philadelphia.
You
Milwaukee.
Should have,
there's certain not yeah, as good as Boston and Milwaukee.
I was about to say, how are you going to ignore Giannis when he's been doing what he's doing? Like,
no, Boston and Milwaukee are the two best teams in the East.
Yeah, they are. I would point this out, though. Brooklyn, if they do this right, is going to be the team you don't want to see in the second round. Because in a 4-5 matchup, I kind of like them. I like them against Miami, depending on the piece. I kind of like them against Philly, depending on the piece, because if we're going to talk about cryptocurrency and stuff that may not actually be real, Philly might be it. So I do see Brooklyn being a problem. It's just, can you get an OG and an Obi? Can you get something of value for the 2029? And maybe you give an extra pick to get rid of the Ben Simmons contract and go and make it go away, fully appease Kevin Durant. But either way, the Brooklyn Nets have become the most interesting team in this deadline. And that was before, and that's after we're not sure what the Golden State Warriors are going to do. And that's
I'm just going to raise my hand and say I was right about Ben Simmons all along. I never wanted him. I never liked him. Ben Simmons is a waste. All right, to the Kyrie not going to the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron wanted to play with him, and it really speaks to just how good Kyrie's talent is. Does Kyrie make the Mavericks a legit threat in the West? The West looks soft at the top. How can you be soft at the top in a conference?
Here's my question for anyone that wants to believe in the Dallas Mavericks. If Kyrie could not be on his best behavior with the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant and James Harden at one point,
right?
What makes you think that Luka Doncic, Nico Harrison, who was the president of basketball ops for the Dallas Mavericks, and Jason Kidd, what makes you think this is going to work? Because he can't even behave for his own money. This dude had 4 straight weeks of good behavior, and he thought that he earned himself a $200 million max extension.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. I don't believe in them. I don't believe them. Even
I don't
if
either.
Even if you get a Denver, which, again, Denver is doing business, and we're not really talking about them nearly enough. I don't even trust them against Memphis, and Memphis is looking like Gen Z Lob City at this point.
Right.
Like, at some point, like, I just don't trust them. And now that you've got nobody to defend and your best 3 players, Luka, Kyrie, and Christian Wood, are all one-way guys, and none of those ways are defense, I this is going to be a very, very quick, very, very painful lesson in how not to build around your superstar.
Kyrie Irving, I said this a few minutes ago, Kyrie Irving is a max contract talent, but a mid-level contract risk. How accurate is that?
I would call him the Leeds United of superstars.
Wow! That is terrible. Does that mean that Jason Kidd's getting sacked? Shout out to Jesse Marsh, man. I hope he's all right.
Oh, Jesse Marsh will be coaching Team USA in like 6 months. We all know that's coming.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I agree.
But more importantly, I don't think Jason Kidd gets fired yet, but would it really surprise you if Kyrie says, goes to the Mavericks and like, what about an extension? And the most they ask for is like, the most they give him is like, okay, we can do one in a possible, one in one for good behavior.
Right.
Like that, like, and he gets that right before the playoffs, and he says, nah, I'm out. I'm going to go seek my max and call it a day. Like, would that surprise anybody if that happened? Because it wouldn't surprise me. I don't trust them. And no one should honestly put anything close to any sort of money on them to go anywhere in the playoffs, quite honestly.
I wouldn't give him a max contract because he is unreliable. And that is the biggest thing about Kyrie. I think he's a top 10 all-time talent in the NBA. But he is, he's been in the league 12 years? This is year 12. So in his previous 11 seasons, he's played at least 70 games just 3 times, at least 60 games just 5 times, not even half the time. He's just not available. I can't max that guy out, even with, allowing for load management, which we're talking a lot about that these days, but he's not available, so I wouldn't max him out. LeBron's upset. because he didn't get Kyrie. What would you do if you were the Lakers?
I'd do what they did. Because when you start seeing what the Nets were wanting, they were wanting Max Christie. They were wanting Austin Reeves. They were wanting 27, 2029. Though, like, Kyrie Irving is not solid enough of a risk, like, from just a guarantee. He's not solid enough from a guarantee standpoint to basically say, you know what? We're not going to draft for the rest of the decade.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Is that a horse?
Actually, it's a wild stallion. Since Navy Federal Credit Union's Platinum Card made it easier to tame our holiday debt, I wanted to see if I could tame something else.
Uh-huh.
Help me saddle up! I need to pick the kids up from school.
With a low intro APR on balance transfers, the Platinum Credit Card lets you take control of your debt. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/Platinum Offer. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
In the decade to say, hey guys, and go to your fan base and be like, hey guys, you know all those draft first round draft picks that we have? Well, we don't have one until 2030. We don't control one of those until 2030. And I kind of don't blame the Laker management. Like, I understand that this team needs help, that this team could be something if you had another guy. But the problem is they leveraged themselves out so badly with the Anthony Davis trade. And you can make a case that, yo, that was the right thing to do. They won a championship. But this is the other side of it. Now you got to make stuff work in the margins. And that's where you can blame the Lakers. They just don't know how to mind the margins well enough at all at any given point.
Kanata Edwards at Not of the Scribe, CBSSports.com, Ion College Basketball Podcast. All right, so true or false, the Lakers will sign Kyrie Irving as a free agent in the offseason to like a 3-year, $35-ish million annual deal.
False, because I don't think Kyrie's ego will allow him to take a mid-level deal.
Well, I mean, what if nobody offers the max, and I don't think anybody
will.
Well,
yeah, but I don't think anyone's offering the max, but I also think for what he's making, he will
the 35 annual, the 35 per, not 35 total over three.
35 annual? Ew.
Although that might be a max. I have no idea what the max deal
is now. That's entirely too close to a max.
Yeah, then it won't be a max.
I thought you were talking about three years at the mid-level.
That might actually be accurate.
That's the thing. Like, I think no one's going to trust him for more than 2 years. He's going to do
two.
A whole bunch. Like, I can see him doing a whole bunch of one-and-ones, which is 1 year in, team option for the second.
Sure.
I can see that.
Or player option.
I can't. Yeah, he ain't getting control of his own career for any point in the next 5 years.
But a team will do it for 1 year at $12 million, where they can basically make him play for his contract. I'd do that in a minute.
I would. I'm not sure he will. I think there's a ceiling to the one-on-ones too. I think there's a floor to the one-on-ones. I think he's got to make at least 20, 25. And even then, start looking at the teams that have that kind of space. I'm not sure the Lakers even have that right now, because remember that Rui Hachimura trade basically nuked a decent portion of that cap space. And if you're going to nuke it for Rui Hachimura and send off a whole bunch of second round picks that you kind of really didn't have in the first place, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, I think the die is cast. I think the die was cast at that Hachimura trade. And if you're LeBron, I understand being frustrated, but at this point, he can't do anything about this until the summer, where he may or may not ask for a trade. We shall see.
Kanata Edwards at Not of the Scribe, CBSSports.com, Ion College Basketball Podcast. Tell Gary and Matt I said hi, and I'll talk to you and maybe them. I don't know. I haven't spoken to them in a while. I'll talk to you very soon.
We'll talk to you guys in March.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.